Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with John Pfeiffer of the American Angus Association. Back with John in just a moment. Superior Livestock, proud to present Bell Ringer 32, live from Denver, 9th and 10th of January, first big sale of 2019. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 998 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, 88,400 head to be offered, including almost 30,000 yearling steers, 17,000 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today.
Oklahoma Angus breeder John Pfeiffer is the new president of the American Angus Association. He says he's really excited about some of the projects the breed association is doing on behalf of their membership, including Angus Link.
Yes, Angus Link is our new feeder calf program. It's been with us about 60 days, and actually what we're going to try to do with the Angus Link program is we're going to try to differentiate the difference between black cattle. The way it stands right now is all black cattle are created kind of equally, and we want to show those that are more Angus, they have a more higher carcass ability and a higher gain ability. And another part of this will occur in about a year where we'll actually begin to be able to score maternal ability on these cows. So those cows that have a higher maternity ability will be able to be returned back to the cow herd. They would have the marbling and the disposition and the maternal abilities that we'd like to see back in a cow herd, and that will be the next part of it. So we would be the first to actually look at maternal as well as feedlot production.
You know, as you during your years as an Angus breeder, it's amazing all these new tools that are out there, and it's a lot different deal than first bulls you were selling compared to today.
Oh, much different. This is not my granddad's Angus breed of cattle or my dad's breed of cattle. And actually, it's not even the breed of cattle. I mean, it's the breed of cattle, but it's not the same type of cattle that I would have started with. You know, I would have been a product that came out in the 70s. You all remember the Continental breeds were coming at that time, and what we did to the Angus is almost shameful. Actually, what we did to cattle is almost shameful in today's world. And we kind of take a lot of the production out of them, and we've switched that back. So it is. And we have lots of tools. We're working on some new indexes that possibly will eventually be released, and we continue to add new EPDs, and we continue to work. As we've bred some of these cattle, we've kind of let some other traits go, and we're going to have to continue to work on feed and structure, and we're working on some EPDs that are better for it.
Why are you interested in giving of your time, first on the CAB board, now on the Angus breed board? What's your interest in serving that way?
Well, I've always thought that if you're going to be a part of an industry, you need to give some of your time back to that industry. And this is where it had. I had spent a lot of time when I was in Oklahoma on various boards and doing things that were there. I was asked to come serve on this board. And once you're in there, I think it's important that all breeders that have the chance, and if there's any way they possible, that they have to learn that the industry does not stop at their front gate. And I think, Ron, when you and I went through the first Ag Leadership Program together, that was probably the big message I got. I kind of was living in a world that, hey, everything was good where I was at, and that we have to learn that it doesn't stop at our gate. And so we have to learn to take part in these other organizations and provide to help make things get better.
What's out there? You mentioned the one program that's going to be upgraded as far as the additional traits that are going to be identified. What else is out there for the Angus breed?
Oh, we're working on some research. A proposal will come out to look at congestive heart failure in feedlot cattle. We've also entered into a research project with the Canadian government and some other groups there where we're going to look at high immune efficiency in cattle. So that we can begin to cut down, hopefully, on the use of antibiotics and find those cattle which are more immune for those. And those will be our two biggest projects that are coming up in the future.
Serving over the next 12 months, the new president of the American Angus Association from Mulhall, Oklahoma, John Pfeiffer. You got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.